enjoyed this book? Let others know. If this book has blessed, encouraged, or challenged you in any way, I'd love to hear about it. Your review not only helps others discover this message, but also encourages me to keep writing. Would you take a moment to share your thoughts? A few sentences on what stood out to you can make a big difference. You can leave a review on Amazon, Goodreads, or wherever you purchase this book. Thank you for being part of this journey. Book review. The Litchfield Revival is a compelling and deeply moving account of one of the most powerful revivals in recent history. Bill Vincent masterfully weaves together personal testimonies, biblical insights, and historical reflections to give readers a front-row seat to the fire of God at work. His storytelling is both inspiring and raw, capturing not only the miracles and supernatural breakthroughs, but also the real struggles that come with stewarding a move of God. Whether you're a pastor, a believer hungry for revival, or simply curious about how God moves, this book will stir your faith and challenge you to seek His presence like never before. Introduction: The Spark of Revival. The air was electric, charged with a sense of expectancy that seemed to hum just beneath the surface of every conversation, every prayer, every moment of worship. It was 2008, and in the quiet town of Litchfield, something extraordinary was stirring. What began as a small gathering of 12 faithful souls in a modest home had grown into a movement that would leave an indelible mark on countless lives, including my own. This was the Litchfield Revival, a season of divine encounters, miraculous healings, and a tangible presence of God that defied explanation. I remember those early days vividly in 2004. The living room of our small house was crammed with people, their faces alight with a hunger for something more. We didn't have much, just a few chairs, a makeshift pulpit, and a single bathroom that always seemed to have a line. But what we lacked in resources, we made up for in faith. Week after week we gathered, not knowing what to expect but believing that God would show up. And He did. Night after night His presence filled the room, thick and heavy, like a weight you could feel pressing down on your chest. People wept, repented, and were healed. Chains were broken and lives were transformed. It was as if heaven itself had opened up and poured out its blessings on us. The atmosphere was reminiscent of the early church in Acts 2, where the disciples gathered in the upper room, waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit. Just as the sound of a mighty rushing wind filled the room on the day of Pentecost, so too did the Spirit move in our midst. Acts chapter 2 verses 17 to 18 NIV says, "In the last days God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy." This scripture became a living reality in Litchfield. Young and old alike were touched by the Spirit. Dreams and visions were shared, and prophetic words flowed like rivers of living water. But this book is not just a recounting of events. It's a journey through the rise, fall, and enduring legacy of a revival that changed lives, including my own. It's a story of faith and failure, of miracles and mistakes, of divine fire and human frailty. It's a story of how God can take the most unlikely people and places and use them to ignite a movement that shakes the foundations of the earth. The Litchfield Revival was not perfect. It was messy, unpredictable,